guys, and I'm going to find out what's at each and every one of them, and then I won't go to all of them, but, you know, at the same time, of course. The craft square, okay, I'm going to take a shot here. Am I pointing roughly at the craft square? More like that? Craft square? Craft square? Thank you. Hey, don't make fun of people who are directionally impaired, okay? Over in that direction, the craft square, there are a lot of people demonstrating and crafters. There's some quilting and some knife making and some blacksmithing and some whip making and so forth. Okay, now somebody help me. One of the food, I want to say food court, but that's not what we said. One of the food areas is like roughly this way, right? Am I pointing toward the old marble stage? Pretty much like that. And the other one is roughly toward the crafting, right? Like that? Okay, well, I'm trying to let people eat here, you know? Okay, some more quotations. A lady from New York, and I don't know her name, but we were having dinner at the potluck yesterday, and she said she'd come down twice in the last few months to listen to folk music down here. And she said that the reason she came down was for the heart of the music. And I like her. I love New York. I got nothing against New York. This is not an anti-New York story. I mean, I love New York. And she came down here for the heart of the music. So what I say this is about, why I say we get here isn't really for music. And I say we don't come here for crafts, although I love music and I love crafts. But it's a little bit like I started the evening with my buddy Kip Carpenter. Get the right people in the right place, and the music will be good because it will be from the heart, and the crafts will be good because they're from the heart. Well, you're welcome. I didn't say it was profound. I just said, you know, that's what I think. Now, we like to talk a lot about the past, and so just for a minute, I want to talk about the future. There's been some concern that this festival will not continue. Well, this festival will continue. And the way I know that, is because I just said it would, right? And if all of us say it will, then it will. And we don't have to know how. We just know that it's going to be here. And so after this weekend, I will see you next year here. Now, Susie Boggess is coming on. And you've read the stuff. You know she's from Illinois and so forth. But do you know that she went in a camper truck for 5 years? Just traveling around the country. And folk people say, yeah, so what? I did that. You know, it's like everybody's done that. But do you know that she hates bananas and snakes? I have no idea why she was around bananas and snakes. She ate at the country cafe tonight, and she ate crab legs. She can yodel, and she will yodel tonight, and I'm totally excited about that. She has an uncle by marriage who has a farm directly across the street from the Stephen Foster. So she came down from her home up in Tennessee for this. And finally, are you sitting down? In 1995, she played at the White House for President Clinton, and she hastened to say it was not a private engagement. Welcome, Susie Boggess.
Hello. Let me get hooked up here. See if everything's working right. Hold on. I gotta have one of my special candies. Well, that's on. I think that might be a bit loud. Well, it is a great honor to be here with y'all tonight. This is just so much fun. What a beautiful place to come for a folk festival. It's killer. And it's way, way, way fun for me to be back in this situation. I don't get to play by myself very often, and you'll probably note that as I progress through the evening. Hopefully not too badly, though. Hey, Chris, I could use a little more vocal in my monitor. Let's see where I am. Height to wise here. Here's a folk song of sorts from the 20s. No one to walk with, all by myself. No one to talk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. See, I told you. I know for certain you're the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm dreaming of. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, but what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late and I don't care to go. I'm home about eight, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. I can't remember this song. I should have started with one I knew. I was using that for a warm-up, so I guess I did warm up on that there. Well, as Ernie was telling you, I traveled around for a long time in a camper truck, and I played all over the place. I actually didn't get to play down here much. I guess I just didn't know anybody here at the time, and that was kind of how I got from place to place, by mooching off of friends. So either that or the campgrounds, which I stayed at plenty of times. And at one point, I moved to Nashville and was given a record deal, which was a really cool thing for me. It was something that I was hoping for, but wasn't sure I'd ever achieve, I guess. And I wanted to record this song, which I'd been singing in all these places around and around, a song that had been around for a long time, and I had to fight with the record label because they said, you know, the song's been done too many times, you're going to have comparisons and all these things. I said, listen, I've been playing this in front of people all over the country. People love this song, and it's never going to get old. And you just have to believe me. Let me cut it, and if you don't love it, then you can take it out of the album. And they ended up putting it out as the first single, and it did real well for them and me and the fellow who wrote the song, Mr. Ian Tyson. So well, in fact, that Ian actually bought himself a new horse barn and named it after me, which is an honor that I'm not sure I know how to take, but The Susie Boggess Memorial Horse Barn? I'm not sure. I don't know. Does it sound good? Why not? But this is the song. There's a young man that I know whose age is 21. Comes from down in southern Colorado, just out of the service. He's looking for his fun someday soon. Going with him someday soon. My parents cannot stand him, 'cause he rides a rodeo. My father says that he will leave me crying. I would follow him right down the roughest road I know. Someday soon, going with him someday soon. But when it comes to call, my pa ain't got a good word to say. Guess it's 'cause he's just as wild in his younger days. So blow, you blow northern, blow my love to me. He's riding in the night from California. He loves his damn old rodeo as much as he loves me. Someday soon, going with him someday soon. Song I actually wrote when I was in Florida. One time I was getting ready to go to a wedding. My husband went to get some lunch together on the way to the wedding. And I started thinking about all of our friends that were no longer together. And somehow this came out of it. Wind is blowing from a new direction. You're thinking about going, I know. It's been a long season and hard on our affection. But that's no reason to let go. You But the weather, you know, will always change. If you stay, it'll get better wherever you go. It's bound to rain. So put on your jacket, stand your ground. Love's gonna have its highs and lows. If we turn and face it, the wind will come around. You don't have to chase it when it blows. You change just like the weather. But the weather, you know, will always change. And if you stay, it'll get better. And wherever you go, it's bound to rain. You change. Thank you so much. Let's see here. Where do I want to do this here? I'm not going to do this up here. I am married to a really fantastic songwriter. And as you were told, you know, his uncle's farm is right here in the Live Oak area. It's actually, I don't know if it's exactly right across the street, but it's pretty darn close. Does Ernie exaggerate? Just curious. But he wrote this beautiful song, my husband did. His name is Doug Kreider. And I just wanted to sing it so bad. It sounded really good when it came from a male standpoint. And I decided I didn't care if it sounded better that way. It's still going to sound good coming my way, too. Besides, the sex change was out. There was a maple tree in our front yard. When I was growing up, I climbed up to the top. Watched my brother trading baseball cards, my daddy pulling weeds, mother calling me. I was hiding in the leaves, and the world looked fine as far as I could see. From the top of the family tree, 100 branches growing round me, way up there in the family tree. I was 17, I left that town. My life was right on track, I never once looked back. I was so sure that I was glory bound. I gave it all I had, and when it all went bad, got a phone call from my dad. And the world looked fine as far as I could see. From the top of the family tree, 100 branches growing round me, way up there in the family tree. Now I'm older, and my husband laughs at me. I'm building houses for the kids up in a tree. And the world looks fine as far as I can see. From the top of the family tree, 100 branches growing round me, way up here in the family tree. A nice song. I've been so lucky to meet so many fantastic songwriters over the years and just been in awe of the things that they come up with and the messages that they have to send out. And this is a song that I get asked about all the time. Everybody wants to know, what does that song mean? And I always hesitate to say that because as a listener myself, I like to interpret a song to sort of, you know, like ease my pain or, you know, to have to do with me. Somehow I like it to be, you know, like how you, when you read your horoscope, you know it's not true, but you look at it and you go, oh, yeah, that sounds like what's going to happen to me. But if it's something bad, you go, oh, that stuff's junk. That's kind of like that. I do that with songs all the time. So I don't like to tell people what a particular song means. But this song for me is about friendship, and that's as much as I'm going into it. My old friend said to me, I ain't being what I'm supposed to be. I don't know, it could be true. I know I wasn't always there for you. And now you're ready to walk out. You're ready to run. Talk to me. Can't you see? I will never want to do what it seems I've done. You can't deal me the aces. You think I wouldn't play? Don't let this be the reason you would walk away. The things you think I should do, never understood that part of you. You know I've tried to be a friend, and you feel undermined and hurt again. Now don't let it convince you. Please don't take it to heart. Compromise and realize you can never really run everything you start. You can't deal me the aces and think I wouldn't play. Don't let this be the reason you would walk away. I said I couldn't see how things could turn out like they've come to be. And if I lied, and if I knew, well, I was only trying to think of you. And now you're ready to walk out. You're ready to run. Talk to me. Can't you see? I would never want to do what it seems I've done. You can't deal me the aces and think I wouldn't play. Don't let this be the reason you would walk away. Don't let this be the reason you would walk away. Thank you. Good whistling. Just like when I used to walk by the junior high, did walk by the jailhouse when I was in junior high. Sometimes I would forget my books two or three times in a day. It was just for the fun of it. I have a good friend in Nashville named Gary Scruggs, and He's Earl Scruggs' son, and played with Earl for many, many years in family band on the road. And he's a really shy man, which is kind of odd to think about being up in front of people all the time, especially since you're a kid. Seems like you'd be real outgoing or something if you started so young. But he's such a shy man that when you write a song with him, he doesn't sit down in the same room with you. He paces around the house smoking a cigarette the whole time and just kind of walks through the house. And every once in a while, he'll walk through the living room while you're sitting strumming the guitar, and he'll drop a line on you, and he just keeps walking. It's a very strange experience, but I always have a lot of fun. We come up with some really great songs. And one day I went over, and we were talking about how we miss some of the really old-timey sound and country stuff, like the A.P. Carter stuff and the just that really cool sound and guitar stuff that used to take place. And we came up with this little song. This ocean of tears I've cried, the time has come to turn the tide. Thread and needle, needle and thread, I need a sail made of crimson red. I want to be seen from miles away. I'm lost at sea, and I want to be saved. Blow and blow and set me free. The storm called love made a wreck of me. I'm tossed and turned, I'm in the dark. All my dreams I torn apart. At the bottom of my deep blue heart, paper and pen, I need a bottle to put a message in, and I hope it don't sink to the ocean floor. I'm still a far cry from the shore. The wind blew and set me free, the storm called love made a wreck of me. I'm tossed and turned, I'm in the dark. All my dreams lie torn apart. At the bottom of my deep blue heart. Didn't even know I could do that. I got a really good joke from my 7-year-old. How many seconds are there in a year? A lot, huh? No, only 12. January 2nd, February 2nd, March 2nd. Okay. Please sing. I didn't say we wouldn't hurt anymore. That's how you learn. You just get burned. We don't have to feel like dirt anymore. The love's not earned. Maybe it's our turn. We were always looking but too north, with our heads in the clouds, just a little off course. But I left that motor running. Now if you're feeling down and out, come on, baby, drive south. With the one you love. Come on, baby, drive south. I'm not talking about repeating, no sir. Gonna turn out stand in this Chevy van. Windows open on the rest of the world. Holding hands all the way to Dixieland. We've been trying to turn our lives around since we were little kids, been wearing us down. Don't turn away now, darling, let's fire it up and wind it out. Come on, baby, drive south with the one you love. Come on, baby, drive south. I heard your mama calling, think she was only stalling. Don't know who she's talking to, baby, me and you. We could go down with a smile on. Ain't gonna pack my nylons, just leave these legs showing. It gets hot down where we're going. We were always looking for true north. With our heads in the clouds, just a little off course. But I left that motor running. Now if you're feeling down and out, come on, baby, drive. Come on, baby, drive south with all what you love. Come on, baby, drive south with the one. Come on, baby, drive south. Thank you so much. It's time for a little group participation, I believe. I want you all, you know, falling asleep. I know it's Friday night, and a lot of you probably worked, and you're probably getting drowsy. We had dinner tonight at the City Cafe, and it was outstanding. It was so amazing. And I know that the crab legs probably didn't come right from the river or anything, but they were really good crab legs, and that was all you could eat. They didn't know how much I could eat. I ate a lot. But I heard that the diner's pretty amazing, too. And this is a song about a diner. And it has a part for the audience. And it's really easy. You only have to say three words. And they are, eat at Joe's. I know you can do this. The best part is that it doesn't really have any kind of mean melody or anything either. It's basically, eat at Joe's. And you're really supposed to make it sound as awful as you can. You know, nice and low. Resounding, and sort of like someone who would be working way back in the kitchen. I mean, way back. Eat at Joe's.
Eat at Joe's.
Oh, you're good already.
Eat at Joe's.
Okay, a little bit more. A little more Geritol. Iron Poor Singers. Here we go. Oh, there we go. So every time you hear that little stop thing, that's when you sing. go to work from 10:30 until 6 a.m. Raking up the dimes and quarters, singing eggs and ham. Scramble poached or over easy, coffee black and strong. Jukebox of scratch records, I play them all night long. Eternal blue neon, we never close. When the world is asleep, darling, come take a seat. You can always eat at Joe's. Oh yeah. I like it. Here comes old Frank Taylor, smelling like old gin. I guess his wife couldn't get him sober. It's up to me again. Here's a hot top on your coffee. Honey, you're a mess. Ain't your wife, I ain't your mama, but I'll do, I guess. Eternal blue neon, we never close. When the world is asleep, darling, come take a seat. You can always eat at Joe's. Hello, with no place to go. I can be your domestic goddess for an hour or so. Eternal blue neon, we never close. When the world is asleep, darling, come take a seat. You can always eat at Joe's. Eat at Joe. Eat at Joe. Okay, now fade out like on a record. Cool. I liked that. That was fun. When I was traveling around in my camper truck, I had a very fancy camper truck. It was a Toyota Chinook with a pop top. Had my own toilet and refrigerator and sink. It was just like a little playhouse on wheels. It was so cute. But I ended up traveling a lot in the West. After having seen the Rocky Mountains for my first time, I about... Being from Illinois, you know, everything there is pretty open, flat, and seeing a mountain was about the most amazing thing I could imagine. So I spent a lot of time out there, and one of my first trips out there, I was kind of just skating along, sort of getting gas money from one place to the next, doing a lot of open guitar cases on the street kind of thing. But I had gotten myself into this little town and worked an engagement out with the owner of the place. And it was a little town called Centennial, Wyoming, population 50. Salute, that's right. 49 men. Ladies, it's still worth the trip. So anyway, I ended up for like all those 5 years just sort of working my way around out there, and I'd always come back to Centennial a couple of times a year. Probably went back there about 49 times. But I learned this song while I was there. As I was out riding, the graveyard shift midnight till dawn, the moon was as bright as a reading light for a letter from an old friend. Said last night I ran on to Jenny. She is married and has a good life. Boy, you sure missed the track when you never come back. She's a perfect professional's wife. She asked me, why does he ride for his money? Why does he roll for short pay? He ain't getting nowhere and he's losing his share. Oh, he must have gone crazy out there. But then they've never seen the northern lights, never seen a hawk on the wing. Never seen a spring at the Great Divide. No, they never heard old Cam Cookie sing. Black Jim. Then Billy rode up to relieve me. He just looked at the letter and grinned. And he said, why do they ride for their money? And why do they rope for short pay? They ain't getting nowhere. And they've never seen the northern lights, and never seen a hawk on the wing, never seen a spring at the Great Divide. No, they never heard old Cam Cookie sing. I'm so bad. Shame on me. Oh, you know what? If you stick around long enough, some of the songs that you write earlier, you start living. It's kind of like... Not sure I'm happy about this prophecy I had. Well, yuck. What's that all about? Finicky guitar. It has nothing to do with me being tone deaf. It's nothing like that. Let me see here. So as I was saying about an hour ago when I started tuning my guitar, that's a little too close to the truth now. We believed in fairy tales that day. Watched your father give you away. Your aim was true and the pink bouquet fell right into your hands. We danced for hours and we drank champagne. You screamed and laughed when I got up and sang. And then you rode away in a white Mustang to your castle in the sand. Through the years and the kids and the jobs and the dreams and lost their way. Do you ever stop and wonder? Do you ever just wanna say, hey, hey, Cinderella, what's the story all about? I got a funny feeling we missed a page or two somehow. Does a shoe fit you now? We're older, but no more the wise. We've learned the art of compromise. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, and sometimes we just break down. We're good now, 'cause we have to be. Come to terms with our vanity. Sometimes we still curse gravity when no one is around. Yeah, dolls gather dust in the corner of the attic and bicycles rust in the rain. Still we walk in that fabled shadow. Sometimes we call her name. Hey, Cinderella. Missed a page or two somehow. Oh, Cinderella, maybe you could help us out. Does the shoe fit you now? Hey, Cinderella, maybe you could help us out. Does the shoe fit you now? Does it fit you now? Cinderella. Thank you. Well, I know you've had a big long day of fun events and everything, and I don't want to keep you all night here, so. Well, I will be around. I'm going to go up top there to the tent up there and hang around if anybody wants to get an autograph. I'd love to shake your hand, say hi. And I like that. Unless you got poison ivy or anything. Okay. I don't want to be standing here with this ticket to this outbound plane, 'cause I've been here before and somehow this doesn't feel the same. But talk is cheap, so we could talk all night long, and we may never figure out just where your love went wrong. And I don't want to be standing here, and I don't want to be talking here, and I don't really care who's to blame, 'cause if love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that outbound plane. Say love's not forever anymore, because these young people walk away from love alone to pace the floor. Young or old, I say that love is still the same, and you may walk away from love, but you'll fall head and heel again. Don't want to be standing here, and I don't want to be talking here, and I don't really care who's to blame, 'cause if love won't fly on its own free will, gonna catch that outbound plane. Two lonely hearts in this airport, no wing, neither cares where that other one is going. But if love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that outbound plane. That frown you're wearing's just your halo turned upside down. Where's the laughter we once shared back in the lost and found? These broken wings are gonna leave me here to stand my ground. You can have that ticket for that lonesome plane that's flying out. Don't wanna be standing here, and I don't wanna be talking here. I don't really care who's to blame, 'cause if love won't fly on its own free will, gonna catch that outbound plane. If love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that outbound plane. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoy the whole rest of the festival, and hope you had a great time today.
Susie Bagas. It's great, huh? She says, only if you beg.
I'm much easier than that. Oh, man. Thank you so much. I'm parched. I don't know why. It seems like it's moist down here. Shouldn't I be humidified or something? Maybe that's it. Maybe I was in the sun too much today. Okay, let's try this thing again. Is this still working? Are we past the union time? Can I have my guitar back on? There it is. Still out of tune, too. Not too bad. I'm going to sing a song for you that's very special to me. This was written back in 1935 by a lady who was at that time 18 years old. She was the first person, the first female to ever sell a million records, and never really got her due. She performed till she was 83 years old and just passed away a couple of years ago, Miss Patsy Montana. And I'm very happy to say that she was a friend of mine and a wonderful, salty character that when you knew her, you could really understand what she was saying in the song. It wasn't about, boy, I just want to stand by my man. It was about, I want to do everything he does, and I want to be there with him and do it all. And that's really what this song ends up being about, for me anyway. I want to be a cowboy, sweetheart. I want to learn to rope and ride. I want to ride all the plains and the deserts out west of the Great Divide. I want to hear the coyotes howling while the sun sets in the west. I want to be a cowboy, sweetheart, the life I love the best. Ade ole tio, ade ole tio, ade ole ole ole. Ade ole tio, ade ole tio, lady, lady, lady. I want to ride old pain, going on a run. I want to feel the wind in my face. A thousand miles from all the running west, go at a cowhand's pace. I want to pillar my head near the sleeping herd while the moon shines down from above. I want to strum my guitar, oh, lay, oh, that's the life I love. I did lay, oh, did lay, oh, lay, dee, dee, oh, lay, dee, dee, oh, lay. Adelay, olay, olay, eddy, weedy, dee, olay. Adelay, olay, dee, olay, dee, olay. Adelay, olay.
Whoops.
Thank you all. Hope I'll see some of you up top there. See you later on. Thank you very much.
Susie Bogus. Well, the festival has just begun. We've got two more full days of this. Take care of yourselves. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you very much to all the signers. You are absolutely wonderful. Good night.